Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
One can hardly find a wilder spot away from civilization. One can also get lost along its roads that barely penetrate the thick vegetation, as nature is the king here, in stranger, not the man. We know predominantly the seaside of this mountain, with settlements like Sinemorets, Varvara, Tsarevo and Tlozin filled up with tourists in the summer. However, if you decide to take off for the inner parts of the mountain, those may come upon surprising findings such as megaliths forgotten in time or mysterious sanctuaries. Some of them have been turned into tourist attractions, but the greatest part wait to be discovered by the traveler, crossing thick forests and vast meadows burned by the sun. A steep path rambles across the mountain along the remains of the Rusukastro Roman fortress, taking us straight to the Ruskina Dubka cave, which was supposedly a Thracian sanctuary back in the 5th century BC. Locals talk on the miraculous features of the spring and site. The recently repaired Sveti Georgi Povedonosec church can be found nearby, and one can light a candle and pray there. It is easy as a whole to feel away from everyday life here in Stranja, diving into another dimension. Unsolved mysteries from the past can be found everywhere in this mountain. The megalithracian sanctuary of Bekliktash is a good spot for a sunrise meditation and a touch to the past. It can be found only 5 to 10 kilometers away from the seaside hotels. The jet construction of stone blocks has been worked by ancient humans who have cut surprisingly precise circles of vats stairs. Someone managed to move and arrange these stones, weighing dozens of tons, into strange configurations. The throne of the main priest is situated in front of the entrance of the ancient spot, suitable for taking pictures. Scientists suggest that the temple was used consequently in the course of 2000 years, and its activities were most likely ceased in the 5th century with the spreading of Christianity across these lands. There is one more fantastic megalith structure in Stranja's wilderness that can be reached with an off-road vehicle only or walking, not without the advice of an experienced guide. Hundreds of tourists visit the Mishkova Niva area each year despite its remoteness. There is an impressive cult complex there used as a tomb of a high-ranked priest and later as a sanctuary of Phoebus or god Apollo. It is presumed to have been the mausoleum of a notable Thracian ruler in the period 5th century BC. According to scientists, the complex was used from the middle of the 2nd millennium BC to late antiquity. However, mystery fans are mostly attracted by the archaeological excavations at the foot of the Gradište peak. Rumors and legends claim that the mysterious tomb of the Egyptian goddess Bastet could be found there, and she sent her spell and even death to some of the members of the 1981 archaeological expedition that dared to disturb the place. At the same time, Stranja is not only mysticism and history. It takes your breath with the smell of wild herbs, the song of exotic birds and its century-old forests where small and big rivers flow. Veleka and Tropotamo are the most attractive ones for tourists. A person in a boat can see turtles, dragonflies and numerous riverside creatures, as well as liana-like vegetation, not typical for our latitudes. In the autumn, one can visit the Poda Environmental Center near Burgas, where representatives of more than 250 bird species stop by to take a rest and to pose for tourist cameras. Jana Gočeva from the Bulgarian Society for the Protection of Birds says,
На сезон могат да се преброят над 300 000 мигриращи щъркела, т.е. това е горе-долу цялата
европейска. Over 300,000 migrating storks can be counted per season, that is nearly the entire European population of the white stork. Besides that, we can praise with lots of pelicans and raptors. The sky here fills up with birds in April and then in the autumn. This lake complex near Burgas is something like an oasis for their migration route, and that is why it is protected as a part of the Natura 2000 European network, Jana Gocheva says. Stranja and its centuries-old sanctuaries and shady forests is also an oasis for everyone who looks for peace and harmony. The mountain invites you to find out more on at least a small piece of its wild beauty, covered with secrets and mysticism.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.